And a pleasant good evening and welcome as USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com present Crown Point Lady Bulldog Basketball. Tonight, the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs, a perfect 21-0 on the regular season and 6-0 in the Doolin Athletic Conference, travel to Chesterton High School to face, within the DAC, the Chesterton Lady Trojans. Good evening and welcome. I'm Frank Sprinkle. So happy you could join us on this Thursday night as the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs, with a shot to claim the Doolin Athletic Conference Championship outright to themselves. But they're going to have to get past a Chesterton Lady Trojan squad that comes in with an 11-9 record, tied for fourth place in a four-way tie in the conference. But a team 11-9 during the season, Chesterton, but playing very well as of late. They have won three of their last four. Both of these teams were in action just 2 days ago as the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs and the Chesterton Lady Trojans played host to games. The Crown Point Lady Bulldogs, we had on our airwaves, defeated the Kankakee Valley Lady Cougars on Tuesday, 61-46, while Chesterton at home defeating Bishop Knoll, 36-29. So the stage is just about set. It is DAC conference action for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. The final game within the DAC for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs in 2018-19. And we will have all of the play-by-play coming up. I'm Frank Sprinkle. You are listening to Crown Point Lady Bulldog Basketball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Live internet radio coverage of Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com is brought to you by Edward Jones and financial advisor Mike Dexter at 219-663-1234 and located at 420 Maryville Road in Crown Point. Call Mike Dexter for all your investment needs today. The Feeling of Jazz, providing 2 hours of mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicradio.org. The Law Office of Adam Decker, offering legal advice in the areas of real estate, financial distress, estate property transfers, and other matters. Visit his website at adamdeckerlaw.com. Polis Dental, led by Dr. Philip Polis and prosthodontist Alexandra Polis, offering family, implant, and reconstructive dentistry. Call 219-662-0131 or visit polisdental.com. Levin Tire and Service Center, with 6 locations in Northwest Indiana, including Crown Point and Winfield, visit levintirecenter.com. David Uran, mayor of the city of Crown Point, is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on Indiana-Sports.com. And The Breeze, the world's easy listening leader. The Sea Breeze, the world's greatest vocals. WFLM.us, the world's finest listening music. Musical memories with music of the 50s and 60s. The Cool Breeze and the Lake Breeze, all streaming easy listening music 24 hours a day at thebreez.com. Now, stay tuned for exciting Crown Point Bulldogs high school basketball next on Indiana-Sports.com and USA-365.com. Legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? You have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of Northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400 or visit adamdeckerlaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice. Mike Dexter from Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on internet radio, USA-365.com. Call financial advisor Mike Dexter at 219-663-1234 for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Mike Dexter and Bulldogs Basketball. Now that's a winning combination. As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the city as his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Urant is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. When it comes to family, implant, and reconstructive dentistry, Dr. Philip Polis and prosthodontist Dr. Alexandra Polis, together with their exceptional support team, are dedicated to your oral health. Their modern, state-of-the-art facility features stringent infection control, online registration, digital radiographs and photography, flat-screen televisions in every operatory, and free Wi-Fi. Your comfort is a priority. Conveniently located at 1549 South Court Street in Crown Point, phone 219-662-0131. Visit their new website at polisdental.com. Polis Dental is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the city as his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Urant is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. Has your car had to stop in a hurry lately? Did your car come to a complete stop? If not, it might be time for new tires. Tires are the most important investment for a smooth and safe ride in your vehicle. After all, they are the only part of your vehicle touching the road. Levin is proud to be the tire and service expert since 1918. They have locations in Crown Point and Winfield, including four other locations in Northwest Indiana. They also offer free shuttle service, free Wi-Fi, and free coffee. No appointment is necessary. Call 800-475-5005 or visit LevinTireCenter.com. That's Levin Tire and Service Center, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Satterly.
And I'm Kent Lindquist. Together we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore.
And we're hosts of The Feeling of Jazz and are proud sponsors of Crown Point High School Basketball on Internet Radio USA-365.com.
We've got a neat sports connection with Dave Woodworth, who engineers our weekly jazz show.
So we invite basketball fans to join us Sunday nights at 8 for The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore,
and online at LakeshorePublicRadio.org.
The high school sports season is always full of action, and we invite you to follow all the coverage from sports writer Mark Smith and the team at www.usa-365.com, your internet home for Crown Point High School and Northwest Indiana sports coverage. You can also check for the latest sports polls, audio archives, and podcasts at www.usa-365.com. We're a service of Meyer Multimedia Services in Crown Point, Indiana. You're listening to Crown Point High School Lady Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radios, usa-365.com.
And on this Thursday night, welcome inside Chesterton High School from the gymnasium, a beautiful state-of-the-art facility that opened almost 20 years ago, the campus building. I'll tell you what, having walked through some of the campus earlier, about an hour ago, it's certainly a beautiful facility. They've kept it up nicely in the almost 20 years that this building has been up. I'm Frank Sprinkle. We got a basketball game tonight, a girls' basketball game as the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs go on the road for the final, for their second-to-last game of the regular season. And with plenty to play for, the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs, as we know, 21-0 on the 2018-19 regular season. But they have a shot tonight to play for an outright Doolin Athletic Conference Championship. The Crown Point Lady Bulldogs on Saturday went to Maryville High School, defeated the Lady Pirates, and by virtue of that win, able to claim a share. The only school that currently has a poses a threat to the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs, the Michigan City Lady Wolves. They're in second place at 5-1, while of course Crown Point 6-0 in the DAC. But as far as any threat from the Michigan City Lady Wolves, that can be put to rest tonight, as the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs have not achieved anything as far as the DAC goes, the DAC title that is, in 16 years, can achieve it outright with a victory here tonight. They have to get past the Chesterton Lady Trojans on the regular season, and a team that has been polarizing this year to say the least. Chesterton, okay, they have won their last three of four, having defeated the likes of Maryville, Hobart, and Bishop Knoll going back to January 4th, with their only loss sandwiched in January 11th on the road against the LaPorte Lady Slicers. But this is a team that started off very well. Chesterton won their first six games to start the regular season. They defeated Highland, Munster, Mishawaka, South Central of Union Mills, Morden, East Chicago Central, well, Lake Central, and then East Chicago, then Lake Central. They won their first six games, and then they lost their last six. So Chesterton may be thinking they're better than what their 11-9 record would indicate. But for the Chesterton Lady Trojans, they are playing with a lot of pride here tonight. Okay, maybe nothing as far as the Doolin Athletic Conference. They're in a four-way tie as far as fourth place is concerned. But it is senior night. The final home game of the year typically means senior night, and the Chesterton Lady Trojans are playing for their seniors, for the likes of Molly Slatkoff, Haley Moore, Evelyn Pavon, Barney Sisson. The seniors on this team that were honored before the game, they just wrapped up a pregame ceremony a few moments ago. So certainly for the seniors, the Chesterton Lady Trojans want to win this night for these girls that are playing their final regular season game in their gym. The Crown Point Lady Bulldogs and the Chesterton Lady Trojans equal rests, having played on Tuesday. We had, of course, on our airwaves, the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs at home against Kankakee Valley, downing the Lady Krugers, finally impressive, 61-46. Wasn't easy through the first 8 minutes, as Crown Point did hold an 11-10 edge after the first quarter. But the second quarter, telling the tale and setting the tone for the rest of the night, Crown Point outscoring a Kankakee Valley 21-6 in the second quarter, to that effect taking a 32-16 lead, and obviously wouldn't look back. The Chesterton Lady Trojans in action here on Tuesday against Bishop Knoll Conference. That's who the Lady Bulldogs will face at home Tuesday night to close out the regular season. But Chesterton winning 36-29, a little bit closer than what the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs had to deal with against Kankakee Valley, as Chesterton picking up their 11th victory of the season. Interesting enough, Chesterton holding Bishop Knoll to nothing in the first quarter. So if we're going to look at any point in the game that would tell the tale of that night, look to the opening quarter. Bishop Knoll did not have a single point. Right now, both teams on the floor in warm-ups, the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs with their pink, with their white long sleeve shirts. They wore pink on Tuesday. Boy, what a night that was on Tuesday night. In the Coaches versus Cancer Challenge, Crown Point wearing pink uniform tops as well as pink shorts. But Crown Point back to their normal uniform attire tonight. They're in the white, and they're going to be in the red jersey tops, red shorts, while Chesterton white on white. So we are coming up on a little more than 15 minutes away from tip-off. This game supposed to have started right now at 7 o'clock, but the JV game going a little longer for the sake of it. The Crown Point girls JV team defeating Chesterton 37-26. Low-scoring affair in that one. Crown Point to our right in warm-ups. Chesterton to our left in warm-ups. We'll take a timeout, and we'll come back with the start of this one. We'll have our national anthem as well as the introductions for both the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs and the Chesterton Lady Trojans. That's coming up here on this Thursday night at Chesterton High School. I'm Frank Sprinkle. Stay with us. We're going to have a fun night of basketball. You're listening to Crown Point Lady Bulldog Basketball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling.
When you smile, you come across as a warm, friendly compromise. From a mouthful of dental problems, it can affect your demeanor, health, and outlook on life. That's why Dr. Philip Polis and prosthodontist Dr. Alexandra Polis, together with their exceptional support team, are dedicated to your oral health. They provide the best family, implant, and reconstructive dentistry in a state-of-the-art facility at 1549 South Court Street in Crown Point. Call 219-662-0131. Visit their new website at polisdental.com.
You keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world...
Polis Dental is a proud sponsor of Crown Point, USA-365.com. Has your car had to stop in a hurry lately? Did your car come to a complete stop? If not, it might be time for new tires. Tires are the most important investment for a smooth and safe ride in your vehicle. After all, they are the only part of your vehicle touching the road. Levin is proud to be the tire and service expert since 1918. They have locations in Crown Point and Winfield, including four other locations in Northwest Indiana. They also offer free shuttle service, free Wi-Fi, and free coffee. No appointment is necessary. Call 800-475-5005 or visit LevinTireCenter.com. That's Levin Tire and Service Center, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. Legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? You have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of Northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400. Or visit AdamDeckerLaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice. As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the city as his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Urant is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. Mike Dexter from Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on internet radio, USA-365.com. Call financial advisor Mike Dexter at 219-663-1234 for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Mike Dexter and Bulldogs basketball. Now that's a winning combination. From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Krall to Carly Simon, the Carpenters to Chicago, all the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, their website is www.TheBreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music. You're listening to Crown Point High School Lady Bulldogs basketball live on internet radios, USA-365.com.
Back inside the Chesterton Trojans High School gym in a beautiful facility as mentioned, as the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs make their way into Porter County to take on the Chesterton Lady Trojans with a shot at the DAC title outright to themselves. I'm Frank Sprinkle. We are a little more than 10 minutes away from tip-off. If you're just joining us and wondering why is it 5 minutes past the top of the hour and there's no basketball hitting the hardwood, well, there is basketball hitting the hardwood. It's pregame warm-ups, but as far as game action, the JV taking a little longer. As mentioned, the JV is starting at 5:30. the Lady Bulldogs of the JV team winning 37-26 against the Lady Trojans of the Chesterton JV team. This is going to be the first of back-to-back games that we're going to bring you from this gym. No, I am not camping. I will be returning home after the conclusion of this one. But the girls' game here tonight between the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs and the Chesterton Lady Trojans. Tomorrow night, we'll be back here tomorrow for the Crown Point boys team. We'll follow the Boy Bulldogs as they will take on the Chesterton Boy Basketball Trojans. That's tomorrow night, presumably 7 o'clock, tip-off 6:45 with the pregame, but of course that depends on the duration of the JV game. JV games typically start at 5:30. They go an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes. But if you don't have any plans tomorrow, if you're here in Northwest Indiana, feel free to come on out. We'll be on hand. Feel free to say hi. Dave Woodworth will be joining me tomorrow here at the mic as the Crown Point Lady Bulldog, or the Crown Point Boys Bulldog team will play the Chesterton Boy Trojans basketball team. But it's the girls tonight. We do have the starters for you. Let's give you the starting five as it stands now. Chris Siebert in his fourth season at the helm of the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. The head coach won his 70th game on Tuesday, defeating Kankakee Valley. And the starting five for Crown Point aligns this way. At one guard, a 5'7 senior, number 10, Caitlin Phillips. Ellie Van Deel, a 5'10 senior guard, number 11 at the other guard spot. Another guard, Jessica Carruthers, what a year she's having, the 5'7 freshman, number 14 for the Lady Bulldogs. Elena Santiago, the 5'7 guard sophomore, number 22. And Abby Stoddard, 6'1 junior, number 30, the post player for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. Let's take a look at the Chesterton Lady Trojans starting five. Jack Campbell has been here since 1988 at the helm of the Lady Trojans. This is his 31st season, and he will set this starting five. The starting five of Evelyn Pabon, number one, a 5'4 senior guard. Ashley Craycroft at another great Ashley Craycraft at another guard, a 5'5 junior, number two. Molly Slackoff, the 5'5 senior four, number four, as well as Marnie Sisson, number five, a 5'10 senior forward. And number 22, Haley Moore, a 5'8 senior forward. The starting five for both the Chesterton Lady Trojans and the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs, respectively. Both teams, or actually, check that, Crown Point has made their way off the floor while Chesterton still in pregame shoot-around. A little more than, I'd have to say, 5, maybe 6 minutes away before our national anthem and the introductions of both teams. The Crown Point Lady Bulldogs, let's revisit. Tuesday night, we had this game on our airwaves. The Crown Point Lady Bulldogs defeating the Chesterton, or the Kankakee Valley Lady Krugers, I should say, as the Lady Bulldogs winning 61-46 to pick up their 21st victory of the season. This coming after the Lady Bulldogs went on the road for three, but home sweet home for the Lady Bulldogs after a week and a half from the Crown Point gym. The Lady Bulldogs with a 61-46 victory in which, as mentioned, it was tight in the first quarter. Got to give Kankakee Valley their due. They were competitive against the Lady Bulldogs for the opening 8 minutes, but the second quarter is what made the difference as Crown Point outscoring Kankakee Valley 21-6 in the second quarter, thus not looking back. Crown Point with the victory, led by Jessica Carruthers, the leading scorer, who had 29 points. 15 of them came in the first half alone, and on 50% shooting, 12 of 24. Hard to believe it was 50%. It seemed as the game progressed, Carruthers was hitting just about every feint in sight, while Ellie Van Deel had 11 points for the Lady Bulldogs. Crown Point only shooting 1 for 8 from beyond the arc, with Jessica Carruthers connecting on the lone three-point shot. Chesterton, let's revisit their game on Tuesday. They were here on Tuesday, as mentioned, defeating Bishop Knoll 36-29. Ashley Craycraft with 19 points and a couple of three-pointers sandwiched in, while Marnie Sisson had a double-double, an impressive double-double for her, 11 points and 16 rebounds, as Chesterton did not hold Bishop Knoll to a single point in the opening quarter. The lights are starting to come off as we're going to have our pregame festivities in a matter of moments. Once again, the JV game going a little long. That's why it is 10 after the top of the hour, 10 minutes past the normal start time. The Crown Point Lady Bulldogs making their way back onto the floor in full jersey attire, red jersey tops, red slacks, a touch of white on the shoulders as well as the side of the shorts. White numbers front and back with Crown Point in lettering on the front above the numbers. Chesterton in their white on white attire with a trim of burgundy down the side of the shorts as well as a touch of burgundy on the shoulders with gold numbers front and back. For the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs, this is their second to last game of the regular season. As mentioned, they'll take on Bishop Knoll on Tuesday at home. It'll be senior night for the Lady Bulldogs as it is senior night for the Lady Trojans here at Chesterton High School. Chesterton, their season is not done. They have a week and a day before they will face Andrean on the road to conclude the regular season. And another interesting tidbit here, we will let you know more information as the game progresses, but when we come on the air Tuesday night for our next and final Lady Bulldogs regular season broadcast, they will know who they will meet in the IHSA tournament. The drawing is on Sunday. We'll actually give you the information now while we have some time here. The drawing can be seen on IHSAATV.org. Of course, Bob Lovell will be hosting it. You normally hear the Commissioner's Corner with Bob Lovell interviewing the IHSA Commissioner Bobby Cox. He will be hosting the Girls Basketball Pairing Show on Sunday. That's at 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern. So while you're watching the NFC Championship between the Rams and the Saints, also have your computer on, have your smart device on, as Bob Lovell will host the pairing show on Sunday for girls basketball on IHSAATV.org. And Crown Point, for the second straight year, will be in Class 6A Sectional 1. They will be in action either on Tuesday, Wednesday, or get the golden ticket of a bye. Crown Point will be at Lowell in the sectional there, Class 4A Sectional 1, featuring the likes of not just the Lady Bulldogs, but East Chicago Central, Morden, Highland, Lake Central, Lowell, and Munster. We are a little more than 2 minutes away from the start of tonight's game between the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs and the Chesterton Lady Trojans. The crowd starting to file in a little more as the bleachers look to be half full. Opposite, we are coming on broadcast. I'm actually broadcasting from the west end of the field house here at Chesterton High School. It looks like the bleachers are half full as I look across from the broadcast position here at Chesterton High School, just one row behind the scorer's table. The Crown Point Bulldogs, as you take a look at the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs, you take a look at the DAC standings, come in 6-0. Michigan City is 5-1. Now, should the Bulldogs not win tonight, they can still get the DAC outright. Michigan City would have to lose to LaPorte tomorrow. That game, LaPorte and Michigan City, to be played at the Wolves Den. LaPorte, a 4-2 record. They stand in third place. As I mentioned, you have a 4-team tie for fourth place between Chesterton, Portage, Maryville, and Valparaiso, each 2-4 in the conference. Lake Central in last to themselves, 1-5. Once again, it's senior night here at Chesterton High School. The Lady Bulldogs will have their senior night on Tuesday when they return home to close out the regular season against Bishop Knoll. Chesterton honoring their seniors before the game, giving out each player a bouquet of flowers. Also, the parents lining up alongside each Lady Trojan senior, Molly Slatkoff, Haley Moore, Evelyn Pabon, and Marnie Sisson, the four seniors honored here tonight. We're just seconds away from our pregame festivities, which will include the national anthem and the introduction of both the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs and the Chesterton Lady Trojans. Right now, let's pick up the public address announcer with tonight's pregame introductions, which include the national anthem and player introductions. All right, our national anthem from Chesterton High School as the lights turn back on to full strength. They had the lights on. No spotlight. They do have a spotlight. You see this common now, the spotlight visible in the vicinity of the Lady Trojans bench to all right. Once again, we'll give you the starting lineups for both teams for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. Caitlin Phillips, Ellie Van Deel, Jessica Carruthers, Elena Santiago, Abby Stoddard. For the Chesterton Lady Trojans, Molly Slackoff, Ashley Craycraft, Haley Moore, Evelyn Pabon, and Marnie Sisson. Marnie Sisson, speaking of which, at center alongside Abby Stoddard for the jump ball of tonight's game between the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs, who can claim the DAC title outright if they can pick up a victory against the opponent here on their home gym, the Chesterton Lady Trojans. It is senior night. Crown Point looking for a DAC title. Chesterton looking for a win for the seniors.